In Egypt, protests continue against the verdict in the trial of former President Hosni Mubarak and various people in his old regime. Mubarak was handed a life sentence in connection to the deaths of protesters during last year's revolution. But critics say the judge's ruling all but ensured the former president's sentence will be overturned on appeal. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Cairo.
Chief Judge Ahmed Befat says they reviewed over 60,000 pages of documents and hundreds of hours of testimony. His three-judge panel sentenced Mubarak and his former interior minister, Habib el-Adli, to life in prison for their role in the protesters' deaths. But the panel acquitted six security officials linked to the shootings. That didn't resonate with the Egyptian public. Tens of thousands of people poured into Tahrir Square after the trial. Reem Saad heads the Middle East Studies Center at the American University in Cairo.
This could pave the way for repealing the verdict for Mubarak and Adli as well. If the people that are under them did not do anything, then it's a convoluted justification for the responsibility of Adli and Mubarak.
The ruling generals announced they would strip Mubarak of his military rank and medals, and Egypt's top prosecutor is said to be appealing the verdicts he considers too weak. But the Islamist-dominated parliament and the Muslim Brotherhood candidate for president continued to rail against the military-led government and judiciary. His opponent in the presidential runoff, however, accused the Islamists of using the trial for political gain. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.